I'm home. Finally. Long work day is over. I can't wait to get out of these heels. You won't believe what a shit day I had at the office. I always thought it would get easier once I'm up the corporate ladder. But this project is fucking killing me. I swear, one day I'm gonna smash that client of mine. What the fuck? Seriously? You two don't even pretend to make an effort to clean the house or fucking get dressed when I get home. Hey! Hey! I'm talking to you. Yes, both of you. This is getting ridiculous. My husband is boning this carpet-burned little slut right in front of my eyes. Yes, when you got laid off, I promised to support you. But what made you think I'd work my ass off, taking crap from my boss, the client, and basically everyone, just to pay for drugs and cunts for my lazy-ass loser husband? All right, my weightlifting ass, huge dick husband. Stop it. You are not seriously thinking all you have to do is flex some muscles and doing these slow push-ups is getting you out of trouble. I'm not that shallow. I'm an intelligent, powerful lady, not some bimbo who simply melts when she sees your throbbing hard cock and your shapely hard ass. Oh, come on. You were doing this on purpose. God damn it. Did you oil up or are you glistening from sweat from this relentless speed fucking you're administering? Holy fuck. This little bitch sure can take a hard pounding. Are you really sure she's enjoying this? She sounds extremely exhausted. Is she begging you for mercy? Oh, Jesus Christ. You know this turns me on. Your thick, hard cock, fucking this tight, aching, raw little pussy. Oh, God, how long have you been doing this? All fucking day? I've been gone for more than 12 hours. Oh, holy fuck. You know how much I love to hear this. God, I'm getting wet just listening to you. You drag that little cunt out of her bed. Lifting her up by her hair. Dragging her naked body into the kitchen. Oh, I'm sure she yelped in pain when you did that. Really? Oh, you shoved your morning wood down her throat and pounded her skull against the counter? Well, I was stuck in traffic on my way to work. God, I wish I could have been with you. You had beer for breakfast? What? Her too? But she's still a teenager. You're right. You're the man. You make the rules. I'm sorry. Please tell me more. So you made her wash her first load of cum with a can of beer. Mm-hmm. What a refreshing way to start your day. Then you strapped her down to the Sibian in the basement. Oh, well, you pumped some iron. Oh, yes, that must have given her weak knees. I bet she had dozens of quivering orgasms watching your hard body grow stronger and harder. What? What? I can't believe it. You dragged her up the stairs by her feet? Oh, her dizzy head just banging against the steps. That explains the bruises. One day, we should shave her head bald. Oh, just like her cunt. She'll look so much sexier when she's all skin from head to toe. A naked, crying abuse toy for my alpha husband. Oh, I know I'm a sick pervert woman. I should be jealous. Any other woman would file for a divorce if her husband suddenly had the audacity to fuck this little slut senseless in front of her very eyes. But I am a pervert. I can't help it. I need to touch myself watching your big, hard body fucking this little bimbo's brains out. Oh, aren't we a great team, my darling? Oh, I provide for you, finance this little lifestyle, and you perform for me. You're my personal porn star. Oh, please pull this cock of yours out of her raw, swollen cunt slowly. Oh, so slowly. Oh, you are so huge. And she is so tiny. So tender and tight. Oh, almost out. Oh, yes. Here comes the head. Beautiful. Look at that gaping little cunt. I can smell her. You have put her to such good use. You are so talented, my darling. I could watch you for hours. I wish I could stay home and masturbate to this wonderful show of adultery. I'd make myself come over and over when you pound this whimpering piece of tender fuck meat. Darling. Oh, can I please touch your cock? I beg you. It looks so hard and hot. No? Oh, come on. I haven't touched you in ages. Please, just for a few seconds. I'm your wife. You can't deny me that awesome cock. Oh, please. Or let me taste it. Taste her juices on your member. Oh, I swear, I could come in a heartbeat when my lips touch it. I can taste and smell her little toy cunt on my pervert husband's cock. Then at least slap me with your cock. Slap my face with your 10 inches. I would kill just to get the treatment that little, worthless, dirty whore gets every minute. She's the luckiest woman alive. Do you know that, you dumb little cum dump? Do you realize how lucky you are? Getting all that dick day in and day out? And I would do anything just to lick him. You should be worshiping him. But you don't appreciate anything we do for you. You had nothing before you came here. When we picked you up at the orphanage, you had nothing. Do you understand? Nothing. Nobody even cared if you lived or died. Not even tits. All you had was that cheerful, happy smile on your beautiful face. We loved it when you beamed that smile at us. We gave you everything a girl could ask for. And what have you ever given us in return? You don't even smile anymore. We have a right to see that beautiful, sexy, happy smile, you ungrateful cunt. Ah, do you understand? All you do is whimper and cry and scream. Sometimes you even try to run away, even though you should know it's totally futile. With your shackled feet, the electric collar buzzing in the middle of the night when it shocks you unconscious when you try to sneak out. Don't you realize how annoying it is to get out at night and drag your shivering body back inside? You ungrateful bitch. You're getting first-class treatment from us. No man could give you more love than my husband can. He's a fucking sperm-producing sex machine. So much love for you, unthankful little bitch. You've got a roof over your head. Got plenty of food. These expensive collagen-injected dick-sucking lips. The huge tits. This fake bimbo body costs money, you know. I work fucking hard for every single one of your enhancements. When we are done with you, my little cunt, you will be a walking wet dream. A cum-filled train cum-dump bimbo whore. No, Not this frightened look. Smile. Look happy. Giggle like a happy little bimbo. Why can't you be happy, you cheap, dumb cunt? You know what? You need to be punished again for not looking happy. Oh, I will smother your crying little face until you make me come. That's right. I know you hate my thick ass on your little face, my dripping wet cunt on your mouth. You will breathe after you make me come. Shut up. Lick harder for dear life while my hubby fucks your tight little asshole. This is all the lube you get, you ungrateful little wannabe bimbo. Oh, yes. Oh, I love how you scream when he pushes in. Oh, muffled screams of panic against my cunt. Yes. Oh, scream for your life. Lick and suck my clit if you ever want to breathe again. Oh, I wish I could have this magnificent cock up my horny ass. But you are the new princess here. Your ass is so much tighter than mine. And you think you can replace me, don't you? Princess replacing the queen. You think that's what I am? A perverted old cuck queen? But you can't have him all to yourself. I know he still loves me. He loves me for everything I do to you. He loves me for getting you all these toys and body modifications and for getting you so high that you can't tell what is real. Don't you love being high when you're so confused the pain feels like pleasure and you simply want more and more of it? Then you know what it feels like to have you around. You fucking make me feel high. Watching you get raped day in and day out is my fucking drug. I need you. I need more of it. I need to see you in more pain than you can handle. Come on, hubby. Fuck her harder. Make her scream louder into my wet cunt. Oh, I am so fucking close to coming. Oh, fuck her little asshole harder and harder. Oh, make her abused little exhausted body spasm one more time. Oh, I know you can do it. Oh, use this strong body to rape her brains out so I can finally come after a long, frustrating day at work. Oh, baby. Do you want to hear a secret? When I was a teenager like you, I had a rapist who adored me. He used my inexperienced, tight little body for hours. I hated it. The pain was so overwhelming, I thought I was going to die. Until I finally gave in. When I stopped struggling, I had orgasm after orgasm after orgasm, and I think what I felt was true enlightenment. I felt one with my rapist, one with the whole fucking universe. I learned that pain and pleasure are the same. All feelings are the same. All that counts is to make them intense. Intense like your muffled screams against my horny, dripping, wet, hungry cunt. Oh, yes, baby. Listen to my story and make me come as you get speed fucked in the ass. Oh, where was I? Oh, yes. After a few months, my parents started noticing my swollen, pregnant belly. They made me rat out my one true source of joy. They made me give testimony against him. I had betrayed him. I could have been his little slut. Oh, I never had the chance to feel his thick cock fill me up before they locked him away forever. And I miss him so much. I wanted to be his little abuse toy. His little cum dump. Oh, he could have done anything to me. Oh, I could have been a little whore like you. My little orphan cunt. Oh, yes. Look at your fucked up tattoo-covered body. These obscenely huge tits on your small chest. Oh, I wish I had someone who'd love me like we love you. And you know what is the worst part? My parents made me give the little girl I gave birth to. They made me take her to an orphanage. Why are you so fucking quiet? Does our little rape toy want to know what became of my precious little girl? The poor soul who was conceived in the most painful, depraved way you could think of, raped into my teenage womb, conceived in the painful orgasm. Oh, can you guess what became of her? Yes, baby. Oh, you already know the answer, don't you? But you can't handle it. Because that would make you part rapist and part pain slut. Just like your fucking parents. Oh, come for me, you little piece of fuck flesh. You worthless, whimpering cunt. Oh, and scream from the top of your lungs. Admit it, and you will be enlightened. Oh, scream for your mommy. Yes, call me mommy. Oh, yes, I'm your depraved mother. The cunt who brought you into this world and dumped you. Oh, dumped you at the gates of that orphanage. Oh, the pervert who got you out and turned you into this fuck toy. Now come for mommy. Make me proud. Show me what you're made of. Your rapist daddy and I made you for one thing only. To be a sick little screaming fuck toy. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, ha. Oh, yes, I'm coming. Oh, you are shivering. Oh, oh, hubby, pound her harder. Oh, she's losing all control. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, she's coming so hard. Oh, and making me come so hard. Oh, so fucking hard. Oh, yes. Oh, keep fucking her. Oh, mama's there. Oh, oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, wow. This was so awesome. It felt so good to tell her the truth. You look shocked, too. I'm sorry. I should have told you years ago that she was my daughter. Don't worry about her. She'll wake up. She always does. Yeah, maybe. I'll get the taser and shock her back to life. It's always a bit like giving birth to her all over again.